As we think about development, we're going to have to consider genes. Development is an incredibly complex process. Imagine after fertilization of the egg has occurred, then what determines how the cells divide, what gets formed, etc. And no one's in control. There's no brain, no endocrine system. So the only way you can do this is by turning genes on and off. So we're going to start by considering something called the homeobox genes. And these genes code for a large family of transcription factor proteins. Transcription factor proteins regulate the expression of certain genes during early embryonic development. They affect the DNA and they turn genes on and off, and they have important developmental roles, as we'll see later on. Hox genes are a subset of these homeobox genes. There are many other kinds of genes. So nearly all animals have Hox genes. It looks like they arose very early on in evolution. And we know, for example, that billions of years ago, ancestors probably had at least 4 Hox genes. And then 600 million years ago, when the first fossil evidence of animals such as cnidarians were being found, we probably had maybe 7 Hox genes. And invertebrates, they've duplicated several times. They've taken on new functions. Mammals have 4 Hox gene clusters on 4 different chromosomes. Humans have 39 different Hox genes, 4 clusters, and they're found on chromosomes 7, 17, 12, and 2. So what exactly is it that Hox genes do? Well, they exert critical roles in the process of development, beginning with fertilization, looking at how you develop anterior, posterior, dorsal, ventral, particularly important in segmentation, formation of appendages, structure of nervous system, etc. And as an example of this, we could look at some of the research that's been done in mice. And you might say, well, mice are examples of vertebrates, obviously, but they're not really segmented. But when we think of vertebrates, they are segmented. The muscles and the bones grow from repeating somites early on in development. And Hox genes can affect the vertebra. They can affect development of ribs. And Hox gene 10, found on chromosome 12, will turn the rib program off. Obviously, you only want ribs on your thoracic vertebra, if you're a mammal anyway. And so this particular gene will be active in areas such as the lumbar region where you don't want ribs to develop. And Hox genes are only one type of homeobox genes. There are lots of other ones. We'll talk, for example, about Pax genes later on when we look at the development of the eye. And the more we know about these genes, the more we can help look at things like developmental abnormalities. For example, in humans, we know we might get disorders of limb formation, and these can be traced to mutations of some of these genes. And we also know that certain cancers are caused, or at least these genes play a role in them.